Blog Talk Radio.
Gonna get ready.
What you gonna do?
The Lord is
going to
come.
What you gonna do?
What you gonna do?
You better get your heart in order.
What you gonna do?
What you gonna do?
What you gonna do?
What you gonna do?
Tune into Blog Talk Radio. Your program is the Old Ship of Zion. Your host is Overseer Janice Ward. I am so delighted to be able to come across these skyways, bringing unto you the divine word of truth. I hope and I pray that all is well in your family circle. I hope and I pray that all continually to be well with you and yours. I just thank you for just being a continued and faithful listener of the Old Ship of Zion. And for doing so, God has a blessing engraved with your name on it. Hallelujah. And so I just want you to just continually to tune in, and I will be keeping you abreast of the programs and the time slots as they become apparent. So I just want to take this time to send condolences out to those of you that has lost loved ones in the last 72 hours, the last 48 hours, the last 24 hours, even just seconds ago. And we want you to know that you're not alone in your hour of bereavement, but you have warriors, prayer pilgrims that are praying for you and with you in your hour of despair. So I just want you to know that the Bible says that when you saw only one set of footprints, that's when Jesus carried you. So I want you to just continually to be encouraged and be lifted on this morning. And so we're going to now go on into our intro prayer. And I'm asking those of you that will to bow your beautiful heads as we go down in prayer. I want to present to some and introduce to others our soon coming Messiah. He's our Rabbi. He's our King of Kings. He's our Prince of Peace. He's our Rose of Sharon. Hallelujah. And so we want to acknowledge him on this morning. And every time that this opportunity presents itself, when we come across these skyways and airways, we're going to acknowledge God. God said to acknowledge him in all that we do, and he shall direct yours and mine and our path. So I'm just asking you on this morning, excuse me, to bow your beautiful heads as we go down in prayer. Father God, we come with a grateful heart of your sovereignty and your love unmeasured. Thank you, O gracious Heavenly Father, enabling us together in unity once again, God, around this spectrum. But we know that this earthly planet that we're treading on, God, is not our eternal destination. But we know that you have a mansion that's lying in waiting, God. It's not built by mortal man, but you are the creator and you are the architect, God. But until you crack those clouds one historical day, we will continue to mount up as pilgrims, traveling through this barren land, God, starting from the north, south, east, and west. Hallelujah. And I'm just asking you on this morning, God, hallelujah, to anoint these lips of clay, God. Enable me to bring a rhema word, God, to those that may, then again, may not know of you in the pardons of their iniquity. Grace me your servant, God, with words of encouragement, words of wisdom to those that are hurting deep down in the epitome of their souls. We'd be so mindful, God, to give your name the glory, honor, and all these and other blessings we ask in thy Son Jesus' mighty, marvelous name. And we'll let the temple say amen and amen. Hallelujah. Thank you once again for tuning in on this morning. We're coming in the Friday, April the 22nd, 2016. I will be with you an hour. I'm already about 40 seconds into our program. So we're going to go right now on into a program that's already in progression. I want you to get all your digital devices, get your laptop, get your iPhone, get your tablet, and all your digital toys, and bring them aboard on this morning, for we are in need of them. We're living in a computerized society. Everything is digital, and so we are in need of your devices, your mechanical devices. Hallelujah. And just come aboard, get your good seat, and get your latte or your OJ or your water beverages or whatever that you have at your disposal. And just come aboard and allow me to minister unto you on this morning. And so we're going to go right now on into our theme on this morning. And I theme on this morning entitled, The Options Are Limited. I want to say that one more time. The options are limited. And we're going to read our first key scripture, and it reads this. Hallelujah. It says, hallelujah. Let me get my specs on. Okay. All right. It says that being in torments in Hades, he lifted up his eyes. That scripture reading is coming out of the law of Luke 16 and 23. All right, we're going to go now on to our second key scripture for this morning. And it might be night elsewhere. It's night here, but it might be day somewhere else over the spectrum. But however, God knows. You know, on your coast, on your side of the that it's either day or night. Hallelujah. So we're going to go and read the second key scripture for this morning, dash night elsewhere. All right. It reads this. This is eternal life, that they may know you, the only true God, and Jesus Christ, whom you have sent. That scripture reading is coming out of the law of John 17 and 3. Hallelujah. Bless your holy name. The last time I checked, everybody likes having problems. I'm sorry. Last time I checked, no one likes the idea of having problems, even if it's concerning their financial stability, their money, with their automobile, their cars, problem with the computer, problem with people's, problem with their health. We would all prefer a life with a few difficulties as possible. So if you were to offer people the choice between a future totally free of problems, sorrow, tin pain, and a future full of pain, suffering, regrets, and anguish, they would choose option one, right? We find out that Jesus died on the cross to give you and I and us an opportunity to experience the option. If we repent of our sins and trust him as our Savior, he has promised us a life of fellowship with God in a place the Bible calls heaven, a place with no problems, a place where there are no more tears. Hallelujah. People living in a problem-filled world ought to be standing in line, grab that offer. But unfortunately, many haven't heard the good news. Others have refused to trust God. When people die without Jesus, it's too late to take the offer, and they go to a place of torment the Bible calls hell. And that's what we're talking about. We're talking about the options are limited because you either have heaven or hell. Those are the limited options that are available to you and I and us. I want to ask you on this morning, do you hate trouble and pain? Well, I would encourage you to turn to Jesus and accept his offer of forgiveness. Hallelujah. Your problems in this world won't disappear, but you'll reserve a home in heaven, a place of eternal joy and peace with God. I want to encourage you on this morning that Jesus is calling today. You must choose. If you delay, you surely will lose. So I'm encouraging you to listen now, because tomorrow, the next hour, the next minute, the next moment, the next second might be too late. Encouraging you, if you can hear the Lord's voice, take his salvation. Make heaven your choice, because you must accept God's Son today if you want to live in heaven's sunshine tomorrow. Hallelujah, Jesus. We know that God is taking a lot of his people out of here, and those that don't know God, those that have opportunity to get to know God but refuse his offer. So that's what we're talking about this morning, taking that plunge of either accepting hell as your eternal destination or heaven as your eternal destination. Now, hell is damnation, your eternal damnation, but heaven is your eternal life with Jesus if you choose his offerings. So that's what Jesus is offering. He's offering to you his salvation on this morning. Hallelujah, Jesus. And I know I got to move right along because this time is yet moving right along. But isn't it amazing that warnings are heeded only when almost too late? We find out that Christians that doze quietly in the soft lap of church life and all of this busy work until reality intrudes upon our comfort. But God has not failed to warn us that terrible times will come. And we know right now that we're living in a world of uncertainty. We're having fires and wars and rumors of wars and unrest everywhere over this planet. But yet people fail to realize. They think it's all coincidental and that, that just happened. But we know that nothing is coincidental or accidental. But it's all in the move of God. We know that terrible times occur whenever an individual, a family, a community, or even a nation develop an agenda that is self-centered, rather than governed by God's goal. For men shall be lovers of their own selves, lovers of pleasure more than lovers of God. That scripture reading is coming out of the law of 2 Timothy 3 and 2 through 4. Sometimes terrible times come because others are overly concerned with their own personal freedom. Are others' personal freedom to us, to hurt us, to indulge, to gossip? We know that now the source of your personal sorrow, or have your own choice, brought on the terrible times. Have you become a lover of self? Have you rewarded yourself with self-indulgence because you have suffered mainstream or deprivation? To this God issue a pivotal challenge from such turn away. Why, you might ask? Because partnership with the spirit of his age, self-love, is a dead-end journey. We know that our forbearers endured loss. They endured poverty, illiteracy, exclusion, and the unimaginable personal suffering. Yet they made choice for the higher good and the unseen community. They left a pattern for getting through perilous times, like the pattern that Paul described to Timothy. But thou hast fully known my doctrine, hallelujah, manners of life, my purpose, faith, long-suffering, charity, patience, persecution, affliction. What persecution I endure, but out of them all the Lord delivered me. That scripture reading is coming down from verse 10 through 11. Continue thou. The testimony of our ancestors is validated through our progress. Continue the things which thou had learned and has been assured of. We have a guideline for troubled times. Terrible times will come. However, we are equipped when we stand on God's tried and tested word, his principles, his wisdom, his eternal and immutable truth. God is stronger than any terrible time that you and I and us might encounter on this planet Earth. Hallelujah, Jesus. Bless your holy name. And we know that in this world, we know that after life, like I said, we have the options, and the options are limited. But we know that we have, like I said, eternal damnation or eternal life. And that means eternity forever without end with Christ. We know that eternity, is there any concept more awesome? Our minds simply can't grasp the idea of endless existence. And so when you choose the eternity to accept God's offering, to live with him, to choose the way of salvation, then we have that eternity that has no end. Hallelujah. We know that as Christ are destined for a lost eternity. So he would rise, hallelujah, early in the morning, and God will just go and pray out on the mountain. Hallelujah. Pray with his Father. And so God paid a big price so you and I would have that choice, that limited choice of choosing eternity or choosing death. So we know that if you choose hell, the ending result is damnation, eternal separation from God. Hallelujah. We know that the Bible speaks about eternal life. It refers to our relationship with God, not merely the passing of time. We find out that Jesus defined eternal life in John 17:3. And he says, as knowing the true God, hallelujah, intimately, yet eternity means an existence that will never cease. But I want to ask you again, where will you spend that existence? Moment by inevitable moment, we're all moving through time toward eternity. Does that fill us with joy, expectancy, or with a sense of dread? It all depends on our relationship to Jesus Christ. He has provided the only way to the Father. That scripture reading is coming out of love, John 14:6, then Acts 4:12. We find out that his sacrifice for sin is what makes it possible for you and I to be with the Lord. That scripture reading is coming out of love, 1 Thessalonians 4:17. So I want to ask, what have you decided about Jesus? We know that your answer determines where you will spend eternity. Eternity to some a blessed thought. To others, separation from the one they had not sought. The one who lives for this life only will have eternity to regret it. You will have a lifetime of eternity to regret not choosing God's way rather than choosing the way of hell and damnation. Hallelujah. Praise your holy name. Thank you, Lord. We know that when we hear sirens and when we hear fire trucks, ambulance going down the freeways and the highways and the byways, we know that something tragically must have happened. And then you go and you cut your television on, your television set or your radio, and then they will come across the airways with a news bulletin. And we know that the news bulletin commanded attention. And there was an episode where it was several inmates that had escaped from a penitentiary. Yet they were warned and considered extremely dangerous. A police spokesman stressed to the community the importance of caution. He said, these men are desperate. They have nothing to lose. They have killed and could kill the gang. We find out in the law of Deuteronomy 7 contains a far more serious warning. Overall, the passage is a positive expression of blessings. It shows you and I and us the willingness of God to help those who trust him. But that's not the whole picture. I want to ask you, did you catch the news bulletin in verse 10? The Lord alerted Israel to be on the lookout. Not for bad men roaming the streets, but for a good God who will destroy all those who hate him. It's true. Evil men are not the only ones to be feared. We're also to fear our good God. Even though he is merciful and full of compassion, his awesome holiness make all other kinds of fear look mild by comparison. We might not like to face this sobering truth, but God will not always be patient with those people who have no love or respect for him. That's a news bulletin you and I and us, we cannot afford to miss. Hallelujah. Now you've heard the news, there's no escape. The Lord is coming to make right the wrong in the dark world of hate. So make your choice, come to the light. Live today as if you will stand before God tomorrow. Our sermon on this morning has been, the options are limited. The Bible tells us to choose ye this day who you're going to serve. You cannot serve both God and Satan at the same time. So you have two options. The options are limited on this morning. Our key scripture has been Luke 16:23, then John 17:3. So, before closing, I hope and I pray that I've said something to marinate your spirit and infuse your mind as I have brought unto you the divine word of truth. This program has been a blessing in your daily walk with God. Have any prayer petitions you'd want the old ship of Zion to go down in prayer on your behalf? You're encouraged to send your correspondence to God House Deliverance, Pentecostal Digital Worldwide Ministry. This program has been produced through Blog Talk Radio. Your program has been the Old Ship of Zion. Send your correspondent, make them attentive to P.O. Box 1600, Gera, California 95020. You can log on to our web address, www.JaniceWardMinistries.org. We're going to now change the dynamics of this program. We're going to now turn you over to Hymns of Zion to uplift your spirit and to encourage your heart. Till we meet again, we're asking you to go in God and allow God to go in you. Buckle up with Jesus at the wheel. for he is people friendly. We're going to now turn this program over to Hymns of Zion. Till we meet again, you go in God and allow God to go in you. Bye for now.
of joy and pain. I've gone through the fire and the rain. See, that I've never been in, but I'm hanging on to every word you say. Here in the Bible, that I've read, I put my hope in you, trusting that you see me through. Believe. It's the only way. Lord, bless my house as I bless you. Lord, Lord, bless my house as I bless you.
I don't know who I'm talking to out here, but there's somebody that is going through something right now in your house. And can I tell you that if you bless him, he'll bless your house. Listen at this.
Here I stand with outstretched hands, crying out to your love, a divine refreshing. I'm empty, Lord, got nothing else to give. My faith in me are here.
Looking for perfection, take your eyes off me. I'm just like you, I'm clocked perfectly. No fingers can be pointed, we're all the same. We all have issues that we need to change. In a world that is turning, turning
right down. It's hard to stay level and keep your feet on the ground. But I know what we need. We need a little more faith just to believe. A little more love just to forgive. Let us pray, pray. Cause we all need help. Let us pray, pray. Cause we all need help. Hurt people, heal people, build people. The wrong cycles are lethal. Lessons life will teach you. Let us move from the valley. The mountain you. Ooh. We need a little more faith just to believe. A little more love just to forgive. Let us pray, pray, cause we all need him. Let us pray, pray, cause we all need help. We all need help. Yes, we do, yes, we do. We all need help. Say we want to be better. Say we need to be better. Yes, we do. And I know what we need.
I've just been holding on from prayer to prayer. Oh yeah, Lord, I'm in your house, needing something for my house. I tried every resource, only you can work it out. Oh, oh, oh. I need you to
me. Oh, see, oh, I standing here today. No, 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 nobody can tell me that my God cannot make a way. After all that I've been through, I just say I'm living proof.
You hear in the fire, hear Thank you. Oh,